this is Billy Ruth Federici again with another episode of Angelita's Wings. This time, we have a series of six stories of the six heroes of Mexican independence, Los Seis Héroes de México, written by a friend of mine, Bonnie Muth McMillan, and illustrated by Emily Freeman. This book can be found at riversanctuarypublishing.com. Welcome back to the story of Benito Juarez. If you will remember from the last episode, Tio Juan was going to help pay for his schooling if he wanted to go in and become a lawyer. So we're going to pick it up where his uncle says, "I will pay for your college. You can help me in the bookbindery after school." "Yo te pagaré," dijo hermano Antonio. "Tú me puedes ayudar con la encuadernación después de las clases, ¿está bien?" "You can help me in the bookbindery." Benito's eyes were shining. "Okay," he said. He wanted to hug brother Antonio, but Zapotecas do not hug people who are not in their own family. So he just said, "Thank you, brother Antonio." Los ojos de Benito se brillaban. "Está bien," dijo él. Quería darle un abrazo al hermano Antonio, pero los zapotecas no se abrazan al menos que sean familia. Ahí que solamente dijo, "Gracias, hermano Antonio." Benito loved school. He learned to read and write, and he wanted to spend all of his time reading. But of course, he had to also help brother Antonio. And whenever he could, he went to visit Maria. Al Benito le encantaba la escuela. Aprendió a leer y escribir, y quisiera pasar todo el tiempo leyendo. Pero, por supuesto, tenía que ayudarle al hermano Antonio. Y cuando podía, iba a visitar a María también. One time, as he waited for María to finish her schoolwork, he heard something slam on the floor and he listened. "Hey, somebody is crying." Una vez, mientras esperaba a María terminara su trabajo, oyó algo caer sobre el piso. Él escuchó, ¿estaba alguien llorando? Was somebody crying? Tiptoeing down the hallway, he came to a tall carved door. He opened it, and there sat a little girl about his own age, with tears on her face. De puntillas se fue caminando en el pasillo hasta que llegó a una gran puerta. Al abrirla, ahí estaba sentada una niña más o menos su edad, con lágrimas en su cara. "Are you hurt?" Benito asked. "¿Estás golpeada?" le preguntó Benito. "No, I'm angry. I can't do my math. I hate math." She kicked the floor with her foot. "No, estoy enojada. No puedo hacer estas matemáticas. No me gusta matemáticas. Oído matemáticas." Y le pateó el libro que estaba en el piso. Well, Benito picked it up and looked at the pages. "Hey, this is easy," he said. "Here, I'll help you." Sitting beside her on the couch, he explained the problems, and soon they were all finished. Benito recogió y miró las páginas. "Hey, esto es fácil," dijo. "Vente, yo te ayudo." Se sentó al lado de ella en el sofá y le explicó los problemas. En un rato, habían terminado todo. "What is your name?" Benito asked. "My name is Benito," he said to her. "¿Cómo te llamas?" le preguntó Benito. "Yo me llamo Benito." "Oh, you're Maria's brother. I know you. My name is Margarita. I live here. Will you help me again with my math?" "Oh, tú eres el hermano de María. Ah, sí, 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 conozco. Yo soy Margarita. Vivo aquí también. ¿Me puedes ayudar con las matemáticas otra vez? ¿Por casualidad?"
"Oh, sure," said Benito. "Seguro," dijo Benito.
He came to see María even more after that, and of course, Margarita. Soon they were very good friends. Venía a visitar a María, su hermana, con más frecuencia, y por supuesto también a Margarita. Pronto se hicieron buenos amigos. Benito, Brother Antonio said one day, soon you will finish high school. You should go to college. Would you like to become a priest? Benito, le dijo hermano Antonio un día, pronto vas a terminar la secundaria. Debes ir a colegio. ¿Le gustaría ser un sacerdote?
Yes, Brother Antonio, Benito answered, but, you know, I'd like the idea of going to school, but I would rather become a lawyer. I want to help my own people with their land and their money problems. The Zapotecs need mucha help, much help.
Sí, hermano Antonio, contestó Benito, pero en realidad me gustaría ir al colegio, pero prefiero ser abogado. Yo quiero ayudar a mi pueblo con sus problemas de dinero y sus tierras. Los Zapotecas necesitan mucha ayuda.
Benito then became a lawyer after school. He worked in the villages, helping the Zapotecs and the poor people. Uncle Juan was now a very old man, and he was very, very proud of Benito.
Benito llegó a ser abogado. Entonces trabajó en los pueblos ayudando a los Zapotecas y a otros pobres. Tío Juan, ahora ya bastante viejo, estaba muy, muy orgulloso de él.
On Sundays, Benito rode his horse to Oaxaca to be with Brother Antonio, Maria, and, of course, Margarita.
Los domingos, Benito montaba en su caballo para ir a Oaxaca y para estar con el hermano Antonio, con Maria, y, por supuesto, a Margarita también.
One Sunday, he seemed a little upset and nervous.
Un domingo, Benito parecía disgustado y nervioso.
What's wrong? Maria asked.
¿Qué te pasa? Preguntó Margarita.
Well, let's take a walk, Benito said. They walked away through the garden. He scuffed his feet. Would you consider marrying an Indian boy? He asked.
Salgamos a caminar. Vamos a dar un paseo, contestó Benito. Caminaron por el jardín.
¿Ah, por casarías con un indio? Le preguntó.
Margarita took his hand.
If you were just an Indian, I would. But you are much more. But you need to ask me.
Margarita tomó de la mano. Si tú fueras un indio solamente, yo lo haría.
Sí, pero tú me necesitas pedirme primero.
Well, I am asking. That's what I thought I was doing. I'm asking, Benito said.
Estoy pidiéndote, dijo Benito. Estoy pidiendo.
Así se casaron. And so they were married.
Margarita helped Benito in all of his work. He became the governor of the state of Oaxaca, where he helped the people start new schools in the villages. He made good laws that helped all the people, and finally became president of Mexico.
Margarita le ayudaba a Benito con todo su trabajo. Benito llegó a ser gobernador del estado de Oaxaca, donde él ayudó a empezar escuelas para los poblanos. Creó leyes que ayudaban al pueblo y finalmente llegó a ser presidente de México.
But there were other men, los españoles, who wanted to be president. These men also had guns. Many men joined them, and soon they were all an army of soldiers, and they began shooting at their own president, Benito Juárez.
Pero había otros hombres españoles que también quisieran ser presidente. Estos hombres tenían escopetas. Otros hombres se unieron a ellas con ellos. Y pronto tenían un ejército de soldados. Empezaron a tirarle a su propio presidente, Benito Juárez.
They even arrested him. They put him in jail. But Benito escaped. Running along the back streets and the alleys, he got home to Margarita. He was all out of breath, and he told her, "I must leave Mexico City. They're trying to shoot me. You will be safe here. You stay. I will send for you."
Lo arrestaron y lo pusieron en el cárcel. Pero él se escapó, huyendo por las calles no conocidos y por los callejones. Llegó a ser a su casa, donde estaba Margarita. Cansado y casi sin poder respirar, le dijo a Margarita, "Tengo que salir de México. Están tratando de matarme. Tú estarás segura aquí y yo te mandaré a buscar."
Well, he put on his raggedy old Indian clothes and his work clothes and his huaraches and his sombrero and his hair all messed up with a straw hat. Se vistió como un indio, con ropa vieja y rota, huaraches, y se puso un sombrero sobre el cabello despeinado.
"Oh, Benito, you look so, what should I say, so much like an Indian. Please be careful," Margarita cried.
"Ay, Benito, pareces puro indio.
Por favor, ten mucho cuidado." Margarita estaba llorando.
"Oh, my darling, I am just another Indian now. Nobody will ever recognize me," he said with a smile as he went off down the street.
"Mi querida, soy indio ahora. Nadie me reconocerá," dijo con una sonrisa en el rostro, y salió por la calle.
His friends were waiting for him. They all went to Veracruz, where Benito was president again. Special brave guards brought Margarita there.
Sus amigos lo estaban esperando. Todos se fueron a Veracruz, donde él fue presidente nuevamente. Guardas especiales trajeron a Margarita.
Everything was happy and peaceful for a while. But then, the fighting and the shooting started up again, and Benito had to actually leave Mexico and live in the United States for 3 years, where the soldiers couldn't get to him.
Todo era pacífico y feliz. Entonces empezó a pelea y el tiroteo otra vez. Benito tuvo que salir de México completamente y vivió en los Estados Unidos de América por 3 años, donde los soldados enemigos no podían hacerle mal.
Finally, at last, the fighting stopped. Benito went back to Mexico and became president once again. He was a good president for years, always trying to make a better life for his people.
Finalmente, la pelea terminó otra vez y Benito regresó a México y volvió a ser presidente. Él fue muy buen presidente. Siempre trataba de mejorar la vida de los poblanos.
All over Mexico, there are many statues today of Benito Juárez, the Indian president. We have schools and streets and plazas all named after Benito Juárez. Mexico is very proud of this good man.
Por todo México hay muchas estatuas de Benito Juárez. Hay calles, escuelas, plazas y un montón de cosas con su nombre. Los mexicanos están orgullosos de ese buen hombre, presidente indio de México, Benito Juárez,
Mexico's first Indian president hero. These stories are written by Bonnie Muth McMillan, and they are historical fiction. What she is doing is using the real details of the history, and they're stories of men and women who fought the tyranny and the oppression of the Spanish aristocracy for the independence of Mexico. But she's looking at these heroes from the time they were children. So there are a lot of details that she's making up about their lives when they were children. Bonnie Muth McMillan, she's no longer with us, but her stories live on. Bonnie connected with the Latino community, spending considerable time in Mexico and among the locals in her neighborhood. Hence, her interest in writing children's books benefiting English-speaking Hispanics in her community. This was her last attempt at producing an educational book on the history of Mexico for the purpose of keeping Mexican heritage alive among the Latino children living in the United States. Our next historical hero of Mexico is the famous vaquero Pancho Villa, whose real name was Doroteo. When the field boss beat up his father, stole their lands, and then came to take away his sister, Doroteo shot the field boss in the foot. He escaped to the mountains and changed his name to Francisco Villa. He grew a huge mustache as a disguise and became known as Pancho Villa, the hero cowboy of Mexico, vaquero héroe de México. Doroteo skipped along the trail of his desert home, humming a happy tune. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, cried the little bird voice. Doroteo looked around. There was a scraggly grass beside the trail, and a tiny bird sat there. Doroteo sat down beside it. "Why don't you fly away, little bird?" he asked. "Are you hurt?" Doroteo, feliz cantando, saltaba por el camino que lo llevaba a su humilde casa en el desierto. Beep, 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 beep. Se oía la voz de un pajarito. Doroteo miró por todos lados. En la hierba, al lado del camino, estaba un pajarito. Doroteo se anchó a su lado. ¿Por qué no vuelas, pajarito? Le preguntó. ¿Eres herido? He picked up the little bird in his hand. As it struggled to get away, he could see that its wing was broken. Ay, pobrecito, poor little thing, he said. I will take you home to mama. She can fix anything. ¿Por qué no vuelas? Doroteo cogió al pajarito en su mano. Mientras trataba de salir de su mano, Doroteo notó que una ala estaba quebrada. ¡Ay, pobrecito! Dijo. Te llevaré a casa. Mamá, te puedo ayudar. Ella puede arreglar cualquier cosa. Doroteo held the tiny bird carefully in his two hands as he walked back on the trail to the adobe house where the family lived. Mama was making tortillas for lunch, but she stopped her work to look at the hurt bird. Doroteo tomó el pajarito entre las manos y siguió caminando a su casa donde vivía con su familia. Mamá estaba haciendo tortillas para la comida, pero dejó su trabajo para ver al pajarito herido. Pobrecito, she said. You are right, Doroteo. Its wing is broken, but we can make it well. She put the tiny bird in a basket with a napkin cuddled around it. Ay, pobrecito, dijo ella. Tienes razón, Doroteo. Su ala está quebrada, pero se las podemos arreglar. Envolvió al pajarito en una servilleta y lo puso en una canasta. When lunch was ready, the family gathered around the table. Papá came in from the fields where he was working. Doroteo's two sisters and two brothers came in from gathering firewood. When they saw the hurt bird, they all said, ¡Ay, pobrecito! Cuando la comida estaba lista, la familia se sentó alrededor de la mesa. Papá llegó al trabajo en el campo. Las dos hermanas y dos hermanos de Doroteo llegaron de donde estaban recogiendo llena para el fuego. Cuando vieron al pajarito, todos dijeron, ¡Ay, pobrecito! We must feed it, we must feed it, Doroteo said. What does it eat, papá? Tenemos que darle de comer, dijo Doroteo. Papá, ¿de qué come el pajarito? Well, it lives on cactus plants, papá said. It eats the bugs that come to eat the cactus. Pues vive en las plantas de cactus, dijo papá. Él come los insectos que llegan a comerse las plantas. Well, we can catch lots of bugs, said Antonio y Polito. The little bird will get fat. If we ate bugs, we could get fat too, they said, laughing. Podemos coger muchos insectos, dijeron Antonio y Polito. El pajarito se va a engordar,
Si nosotros comiéramos insectos, podríamos engordar también, dijeron ellos riendo. Marita y Martina made faces.
Oh, yuck, we'd rather be skinny, they said.
Maranita y Martina hicieron muecas.
Prefiéremos ser delgaditas, dijeron ellas.
Papa said, well, it is a problem getting enough food for the family, but we can do it. Soon I must give the hacienda boss his share of our corn and beans. It has not been a good crop this year. Not enough rain.
Papá dijo, es un problema conseguir comida para la familia. Pero podemos hacerlo. Pronto tengo que darle al jefe de la hacienda su porción de maíz y frijoles. No ha sido una buena cosecha de este año. No ha llovido suficiente.
Many people don't have enough to eat, Doroteo said. I know, just such a family. The kids are very hungry. I shared my tortillas with them today.
Mucha gente no tiene suficiente para comer, dijo Doroteo. Yo conozco una familia. Los niños están con hambre. Yo compartí mis tortillas con ellos hoy.
Well, bless you, my son, said Mama. We will find a way to help them.
Dios te bendiga, hijo mío, dijo Mama. Encontraremos cómo ayudarle.
After a while, the little bird's wing got well. Doroteo, Antonio, y Polito took it back to the trail and let it go. For a moment, it just looked back at them as if to say, thank you, and then it flew away.
Después de un tiempo, el ala del pajarito se sanó. Doroteo, Antonio y Hipólito lo llevaron a donde lo habían encontrado y lo dejaron ir. El pajarito los miró, por un momento, como para decirles gracias, y entonces se fue volando.
When the little boys got back to the house, they could smell supper cooking. Mama and Margarita were singing as they made tortillas. Martina stirred the beans so they wouldn't burn. On the table, there were freshly made salsa.
Mmm, said the boys. Cuando los muchachos regresaron a la casa, podían oler el aroma de la cena. Mamá y Marianita estaban cantando mientras hacían las tortillas. Martina revolvía los frijoles para que no se quemaran. En la mesa había salsa fresca.
Mmm, dijeron las muchachas.
Y también los muchachos.
Wash up, said Mamá. Papá will be here soon.
Lávense, dijo Mamá. Papá va a llegar pronto.
As the boys splashed in the water outside, they saw a man coming up the trail. Hipólito squinted his eyes. Is that Papá?
Mientras los muchachos se lavaban y jugaban con agua afuera, vieron un hombre que venía por el camino. Hipólito trató de ver quién era.
¿Ese es Papá?
No, it can't be, said Antonio. Papá doesn't walk like that with a limp.
No, no puede ser, dijo Antonio. Papá no camino así.
Maybe it's a drunk, said Doroteo.
No, no, hey, wait, it's Papá. He's been hurt.
Quizá un borracho, dijo Doroteo.
Ay, pero no. Sí es Papá. Sí es Papá.
Está herido.
The boys ran down to the trail where their father was coming up. Lean on us, Papá. We are strong, they said.
Los muchachos corrieron para ayudar a su papá.
Recueste a nosotros, Papá. Somos fuertes, dijeron ellos.
At last they got to the door of their house. Mamá stopped singing and ran to her husband. Oh, my dear, what have they done to you? She cried, putting her arms around him.
Ah, al fin llegaron a la puerta de la casa. Mamá dejó de cantar y corrió donde estaba su esposo.
Ay, mi querido, ¿qué te han hecho? Lloró.
abrazándolo. Papá groaned. "The hacienda boss wants more of our corn and beans this year. I told him that's his fair share. He said I lied, and then he had me whipped."
Papá se quejó. "El jefe de la hacienda quiere más de nuestro maíz y frijoles. Le dije que eso era lo que pertenecía, pero él dijo que yo estaba mintiendo. Mandó a que me azotaron."
Mamá helped Papá to the bed. "You kids go ahead and eat," she said. "I will take care of Papá. Soon he will be well again."
Mamá lo llevó a la cama. "Niños, ustedes niños, van a comer," les dijo. "Voy a cuidar a Papá. Pronto se va a mejorar."
But Papá did not get better. And after a while, he'd actually died.
Pero Papá no se mejoró. Y después de un tiempo, murió.
"Ay, pobre Papá," said all of his brothers and cousins and friends.
"Pobrecito a Papá," dijeron todos sus hermanos y primos y amigos.
Doroteo said, "Someday I will fix that hacienda boss."
Doroteo dijo, "Algún día voy a arreglarlas con ese jefe de la hacienda."
"Now you hush," Mama said. "God will fix him."
"Cállate," dijo Mama. "Dios se les va a arreglar con él."
But Doroteo, Antonio, and Hipólito now had to work full time in the fields. There was no time for school. In the house, Mama, Marianita, y Martina made tamales to sell to their neighbors and to the people in the big hacienda. The family was very poor, and it was hard to get enough to eat.
Doroteo, Antonio, e Hipólito ahora tenían que trabajar en los campos tiempo completa. No habían tiempo para escuela. En la casa, Marianita y Martina hacían tamales para venderles a los vecinos y a la gente de la hacienda. La familia estaba bien pobre y era difícil conseguir comida para comer.
Doroteo is now 16 years old, the head of the household since his father had died.
Doroteo ahora tenía 16 años y era hombre de la casa desde la muerte de su papá.
One day, he came home from work. The hacienda boss was in the doorway talking to his mother. She was telling him to go away from my house. "Why do you want to take my daughter?"
Un día, cuando llegó a la casa después del trabajo, el jefe de la hacienda estaba parado en la puerta, hablando con mamá. Ella estaba diciendo, "Vete a mi casa, ¿por qué quiere ver llevar a mi hija?"
"You can't take my daughter." That man again, Doroteo, was so angry. He grabbed a gun from his cousin's house. He went next door and he shot the hacienda boss right in the foot.
Ese hombre otra vez, Doroteo estaba tan enojado, cogió un rifle de la casa de su primo, que vivía al lado de la casa, y le dio un tiro en el pie al jefe de la hacienda.
Thanks for listening in to Angelita's Wings with Billy Federici. See you next time.